this is Daryl Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day. Mm-hmm. Beautiful Friday. Happy Friday to each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. As you wake up this morning, 7:15, tune in to Make Your Day Count. We are reminding you that this is God's day that he has given to you and he has given it unto me. And the thought says that I'm going to make my day count. I'm going to make my life count today. I'm going to do something that worthwhile. I'm going to do something that count. And we know the only thing that count is the things that we do for God. The only thing that really count is the things we do for God. The only things that is lasting is the things that we do for God. The Bible says, lay your treasures, brothers and sisters, in heaven, where the thief and the moth and the rust cannot interfere with it. That's where we ought to lay up our treasures. So let's build our heavenly account by doing the will of the Father. Let's do the will. How do we do that? Do the will of the Father. How do you do the will of the Father? Study his word. How do you study his word? By tuning every day, Monday to Friday, to make your day count. That you study the word. So what we say, the acronym, stop making excuses. Yeah. Take an inventory over what you're doing, okay? Act in faith, we say those things. Refocus your thinking. Refocus your thoughts. We give you those. Did we not tell you all those things? And the last one in this morning is trust. We have to build trust in God. But before we go into it, Diane, you have a beautiful message for us all out there about the anniversary of Transform Publishing.
So it'll be tomorrow. So yeah. We want to invite you out. Me and Pastor Beckford will be there. It's the second year anniversary of Transform Publishing, the business that God gave onto me that we developed. We've been able to publish a lot of local authors with a positive message of inspiration imparting into their audience, into the readers and such. Some is life testimonies. Some is their gifting, their area of gifting, being able to deposit that, impart that into others. Some, all kinds of different books, children's books, all ages. There'll be something there for everybody. All of our authors that published in the second year will be speaking. One of them will be Pastor Beckford with his book Business Smart that came out last October. Myself, I have a couple of books that came out this year, Gaining Strength for Your Journey. I Write What Is Right for Children. And the newest book that just came out, I Lost My Mind. So we want to invite you to be a part. There'll always also be some small businesses there who have partnered with Transform Publishing and Printing over the last 2 years that are going to be there, that are going to be set up as vendors. So come on out. If you have a dream, just come on out. Maybe it's not to write a book, but you'll be inspired to fulfill the dream, the calling that God has given onto you. So it is tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 to 12:30. The location is Celebration Tabernacle Church, 1010 Dixon Boulevard, and it is a free event.
And I will encourage each and every one of everyone that is listening, this is a good time for you to come and meet us. You might be listening to us on this radio program over 3 years now, because this is the third year anniversary of Make Your Day Count, and you have not met us. You only hear our voice. But this is a good time for you to come and meet us in living color. Meet us in living color. Meet us live. We would love to see you at this event. And the big thing, the takeaway here, I'm going to be a speaker there, and Diane is going to be a speaker there. And you're going to get something that will help you. You are going to receive something that will help you, something for your life. You get the books that I write, get the books that Diane write and read them, and your life will change. You can read those books and your life don't change. Unless you just read it and don't activate it. And I have been teaching you on this radio show that which we have heard from the beginning, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, which we have touched. We have living proof of what we write. So you're not buying a book that you never know that author. You don't even know what that person writes is true. You have no idea. Oh, it's a great book. I buy it from Barnes & Noble. You don't know those people. You don't know if whatever they're telling you is true. But you know us. We're local. We're local people here in this community. And what we tell you are not fiction. We tell you reality. We tell you that these things that we put on those pages work because they have been proven. We have tried it. 1 + 1 = 2. It works. You apply it, you get 2 all the time. That's what we're saying. And like I always say, Diane, in this Friday morning, tomorrow is going to be the big to-do. Ooh, man, you got to come out. Tomorrow is going to be the big to-do. Here it is. I always say, readers are what?
Winners.
You got to read. I read a lot. You know, I'm not here fluffing. Mm-hmm. You come to my house and it's books upon books upon books. You got to read. I don't have time. Yes, you do. Remember, stop making excuses.
5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day. You'll finish the book eventually.
You're going to finish it. One of my mentors says he took speed reading. He says, I make a quality decision that to read one book a week, not a month. One book a week. And in order for him to do that, he go and take speed reading. And he learned how to do speed reading, and in that, he fulfilled his goal, his vision. He's a reader. He read a book every week, one book a week, one book a week, one book a week. Man, he has knowledge. He's walking in his pinky. I still try to get one book done in 2 months. But I'm coming, you know. But you got to read somebody else, you know. I don't have it all. Dan don't have it all. And we can write unless we develop the skills, right? Mm-hmm. I think we say something like that in here. We says that there's 4 kinds of experience that shape our life. And number 2, we said vocational and educational experience. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it shapes our life. The educational experience shaped my life, it shaped Diane's life. And now that's why we put it on the pages. And we are encouraging you to come and become a participator. Yes, participator of the good things. Open up those books. Dan, you have a great book called Strength for the Journey. Mm-hmm. Strength for the Journey in this life. You need strength. You need muscles. And that book will show you how you can gather strength for the journey. She has another great book that she put out. I write what?
What is right?
Right.
For kids.
I write what? Well, not what is wrong. Mm-hmm. I write what is right. How many people write what is wrong? Get that book. Come out and get it. And even if you don't get a book, come on. We have some great message there and some good and a time of fellowship. All right. I say it's enough.
So all that brings us into the next point, which is refocus my thoughts. So we have to refocus our thoughts, change the way we think. Mm. We don't say what the circumstances are saying, but we say what we want the circumstances to say. So don't say what the circumstances are saying. Mm-hmm. Say what you want the circumstances to say. So Pastor just gave the example about his mentor that wanted to be able to read more books. Mm-hmm. So instead of saying, oh, I don't have time, there's no way I'm going to meet this goal, He used wisdom.
Yeah.
He got additional training
yeah.
in order to be able to proactively use his time at a greater capacity. Because we know that the Bible teaches us that wisdom redeems time. So we have to refocus our thoughts. Instead of meditating on what we can't do, we have to refocus our thoughts on how can we do it. Because if you start pressing into that point right there, how do I do this? The alternatives of how to do it will start showing up. The different options that you have will start showing up. When you refocus your thoughts on how can I fulfill my obligation, instead of backing out, instead of going by what I feel like or don't feel like doing it, instead of backing out, I don't feel like it, instead of making an excuse, how can I refocus my thoughts so that I can meet my goal, I can fulfill my obligation? It's the discipline in that that will make you great. It's the discipline in that that will breed more discipline, that will breed advancement in your life. If you're continually going by how you feel, I don't feel like doing that today. You're not making commitments because you say, well, let me see if I feel like doing it when Saturday comes. Let me see if I feel like going to church Sunday morning. Most likely you're not going to feel like it. But if you make that commitment, you say, on Sunday morning, I'm going to church. That means you just disqualified your feelings. Your feelings no longer matter because you made a commitment. Too often we're going by how we feel and we're not making commitments. If we would make the commitments, fulfill the commitments, discipline ourselves through the commitments, we will see advancement in many areas of our life. If the devil knows that he could just get you with a little excuse, he's going to keep those excuses around. You're going to keep baiting, taking those excuses, and you're not going to advance.
Right.
He knows how to get you. If he could just have you wake up with a little and he knows you're going to call out to work and then you're going to lose that job again because you call out for work so much, he's going to keep giving you that as a way out of fulfilling your obligation. So we have to be steadfast. We have to be immovable, always abounding. A disciple is a disciplined one. Those two words, same word. Discipline, disciple. A disciple is a disciplined one. We have to discipline ourselves. We have to keep our commitments. God is all about covenant. He is not falling through on his end. And we have to remain in position, in covenant position. Because it's not God that's not making it work. Most of the time, it's us being out of position. Because we're going by how we feel instead of refocusing our thoughts on how to obtain it. The Bible says wisdom redeems time. If you will just ask God for wisdom, refocus your thoughts on fulfilling your obligation, refocus your thoughts on meeting and exceeding the expectation, it will happen. God will show you ways in order to do it. Don't be so quick to take the excuse. We have to be willing to stay and do until there is a fulfillment of it. Wisdom redeems time. The things that used to take 8 hours, now you're doing four. Wisdom redeems time. When you first started that job, I remember when I had my first job and I worked at Central Park. When you first start, they put you on the drinks. After you get good at the drinks, they put you on the fries. They rotate you around from the stations. Before you know it, you're doing the drinks and the fries and and you jump bouncing back and forth. But it's as you acquire one thing, as you master it, then you move on to the next. So wisdom redeems time. Wisdom redeems time. Stay focused on that thing. Be willing to bring it onto completion.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you
Whalen
do life
Duff
right.
With Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business.